military supply.
So did you spend your weekend watching football, college football rivalry weekend? Or perhaps you saw week 13 in the NFL. Don't forget our Nail the Score game, the big one, Patriots and the Jets on Monday Night Football. I am dying to watch that thing. I'm turning off all electronic devices so that I can pay attention to the game and not be dragged in 50 different directions. And as you know, I picked the Patriots. If you've been paying attention to America Tonight, I picked the Patriots to win. I think it's going to be a close game, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, despite the fact that they both have some defense to play with. All right, if you've never heard the show before, my name is Kate Delaney, and this, my friends, is America Tonight. Don't care if you're to the left of left or right of right or somewhere in between. It doesn't matter about your stripes. I just hope you have an opinion, a smart opinion. You're willing to share it on the air, please call us at 800-259-5791 or send it to us, americatonight.net. You know, they say that this time of the morning, there are 30 million plus people who are up and bouncing off the walls. Whether you're an insomniac or you're working right now or you're just getting off of work, that's a pretty big group of people. And, of course, outside of the borders, as we know, we have many fabulous people listening to us in Australia. Yo, Jack from Down Under and the rest of that crew. Plus, we got Sydney listening to us in London. And we also have Christina and the gang in Sweden listening because it's a perfect time for them. It's earlier in the day, and they're curious as to what's going on, and we welcome you on board this little ship, too. If you're listening to us in Dallas, a big shout-out, or Connecticut, or in the great state of Kentucky, same thing to you as well. Alabama, I know a lot of you are listening in Alabama, have been listening a lot recently in Missouri, etc. We're glad to have you all on board. All right, so are you on board with the tax cuts? Well, you know, all this bickering back and forth over the tax cuts, ultimately it looks like there's going to be a deal, and we're going to get some reaction to that in a second. We've got Republican reaction and Democratic reaction on a couple of different things. Senator Kent Conrad talked about the deficit and health care. Trust me, this one's not going away. Listen to what he had to say.
It deals with the most important thing most economists tell us, which is to change the tax treatment of health care, phasing out the deduction.
Phasing out the deduction. Yeah, that's the key. And that's, see, people are going to be surprised. You know, on the surface, health insurance reform was a necessity. Let's face it. I mean, what should have happened is it should have raced the state lines. That's what should have happened, and there should have been more competition. But, okay, that didn't happen. So, yeah, the pre-existing condition thing, ridiculous. Should have gone away because it gotten to crazy heights, especially with children, but with adults, too. Okay. But then there were all these other big chunks that were stuck in there that people don't realize that are going to affect you. And you're going to be surprised when you see, when you look at those deductions, when you look at some of the things that are going to hit you right between the eyes, unless some things are tinkered with. So we'll see. Supposedly that the idea was, I was talking to a Democratic leader the other day, that the idea was, let's just get it out there. Let's get this thing approved, and we're not going to really broadcast this, but we're going to get this out there. And then, sure, if there's some things that get pulled out of it, that's okay. But at least it passed, and then maybe the bulk of it will remain, and we can say we passed it. You know, they tinkered with it. They didn't want this. They didn't want that. Meaning the Republicans. And that's going to be a big part of what happens, I think, in January. At least the discussion is going to be take it up for sure. Okay, so then we move from that to, as I said, the whole idea of the tax cuts and will they be extended or not. It's looking like Mitch McConnell saying that they will be extended. The senator from Kentucky was part of that entourage, the bipartisan crew that went to the White House to talk to Obama. And this was heavy on the minds of everybody, of course. So it looks like there is going to be a deal that may be a two-year deal across the board. So if you're Richie Rich or poor as dirt, it's everybody staying at the same tax level. That's the reason why the Bush tax cuts were created initially, was to fuel the economy and to give a break to the people who needed the break, really to everybody across the board, so more money would be pumped into the economy. And this now, because of where we are, 9.8% unemployment, some of the other things that have happened, it makes sense to freeze it, so it looks like it's going to be frozen. So here's a congressman from Texas, Hensarring, talking about that.
We don't want no tax increases on nobody. Now, that may be poor grammar, but it's great economics.
It might be poor grammar, and he's right. It is poor grammar, but it makes economic sense. It does make economic sense. So for now, it's across the board. So if you're making a mere pittance weekly or you're making a lot of money, you're going to catch the break. And that was the big thing on the Capitol, and that was working into the weekend, and that was the lame duck Congress. All right, I want to also give a shout-out to some other people hitting us up, email, chat, whatever, from the Basque Country, from Europe, from some other places, too, in between. Somebody said Singapore. Is somebody really listening to us in Singapore? You think so? Or do you think they're just teasing me? I think they're just teasing me, because how could I prove that they're listening to me in Singapore? I don't know. I don't think we could prove that. I don't think so. It's easy to pretend, right? I don't know. They're saying, yeah, somebody is. They're not joking. Somebody is listening to us in Singapore. How about that? Hey, Matt, can you speak any foreign languages?
I know a very small amount of Espanol.
That's right. But nobody's saying that. It's not so much Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo está? I used to live in Spain. I lived in Spain. I got lucky. I had a good deal going where I got to avoid math and learn Spanish instead and go to the University of Madrid, and I loved it. Ooh, boy, the Spanish know how to live, folks. This is what they do. The whole thing of the siesta is so true. So you go to school, then you get a big giant break. You have like a light lunch, then you go back to school. You're going a little bit later. And then everybody in that country, or I shouldn't say everybody, but a big chunk of that country, they go out at night, and they like party into the wee hours. You're going to breakfast. It's like the normal thing. It's not just like prom. You go out, and you tear it up, and then 5, 6 o'clock, you're having breakfast with everybody at some breakfast place somewhere that's really cool. And then you go home and you crash and you start it all over again. I'm serious. It's kind of the way to live. I'm not saying that people get bombed. They just go out and they have fun. And they eat Nutzilla. Nutzilla, is that what it is called? Or the churros. The churros. I had some of the churros. So if you are listening to us in Spain, welcome. Muy bien. Muy bien. Or buenas noches. Or actually, yeah, for some of you that might be asleep. Hang with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the free foragers forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
I really can't
but
say.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
Hold your hands there just like I.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Ah, Buenos dias.
Fireplace roll.
Or perhaps really just simply good morning, mate. Depending on where you are listening to us across the world, because it's not just in our own backyard. I was mentioning how many people could potentially be listening, and I'm always amazed by that amount. Thank you for listening to America Tonight. It's always fun when we realize just radio-wise and through streaming and how many people you actually reach. Crazy, crazy stuff. It's good stuff, though. And I'm wondering how many of you are, when we're talking about that last song about it's freezing outside, how many people are in freezing weather right now? You know, in parts of Canada, when it gets below whatever, 20 below, I don't know how people thrive in that kind of climate. Or we have people listening to Alaska where you have the craziness of the sun all day long, or the darkness. And I guess you just get used to it, but those times of year, I would get massive cabin fever. I don't care what kind of a house you have or what you put in that house to, whether it's, what's the thing called? I just said the Wii thing. We have a million games, or you've got ping pong tables, or you have exercise equipment. You know, you got to get out of the cave once in a while, and I think it would be frightening when you can't feel your face. Ever been that cold where you can't feel your face and you're like, oh man, I gotta go for cover now. Skiing, that's happened to me. where it's been so cold. It was in Vermont at Killington, but it was icy and it was just a terrible, terrible day. I don't even know why we went skiing. And it's just at that point where now it's about pride. I am here and I'm going to conquer this mountain, even though I can't see a damn thing in front of me and I am freezing and I have the goggles are even fogged up. I am going to conquer this mountain. And I did, and I hit a pole. I hit one of the poles when I was coming down, because somebody yelled out after me. But you know what? I got to tell you this. I don't know why I'm digressing here. How many people skiing can relate to this? But every once in a while, you know, you see the ski patrol, which they're always incredible skiers, and they're skiing down with somebody in a basket. That was the scariest thing ever. I would have rather crawled down that mountain. You have a guy that's an awesome skier, but you are literally in this, like, wire basket, relying on them to ski you down to the bottom of the mountain. No, I would have rather crawled. I don't care. And my leg turned out to be fine. I ended up, like, with just a twisted ankle. But so they had to take me down. But, man, that was rough. Matt, have you ever had a skiing accident? Have you ever had, like, where I hit that lift pole? Have you ever had anything like that happen to you where you kind of took a tumble or hit a mogul or any of that?
Nothing too bad. I used to race competitively.
Ooh.
And so I had a couple wipeouts doing that, but nothing severe where I had to be carried off the mountain, I guess. I twisted my knee up pretty good one time, but that was while I was racing, so.
Ooh. Yeah, twisted knees aren't good when you're racing, but you must have been a good skier.
I was all right. I was all right. I wasn't the best, though. I'm not going to toot my own horn.
All right. So it's skiing is tough. I mean, there's people that they will blow you away with how excellent they are in the mountain. And the worst thing is, here's the worst thing for anybody out there. Like, I know somebody's saying they used to teach skiing, right? Is when people think, and I don't know if this is just, I'm sure it's across the board in all sports, but that's a sport where you should be at your level. So if you're a beginner, who cares? Do the beginner runs. Then you get better. But always there's people who just hot dog it and think that they can go down those black diamond runs. And then you wonder about statistically these people getting injured or almost causing horrific accidents or whatever. It's because they're not at that level yet, but they still go on these runs that they shouldn't be on. Here's one for you. Ever fall off a lift line? I mean, you know, off the lift when you get it to the top of the mountain, you're in the line, you get on, but then you fall off when you get to the top. Oh, that's brutal. They got to stop the thing. I was with a kid once. He's great. It turned out to be a decent skier, too. And everybody else was in front of me, so he got on with me, and we're chatting it up, get to the top of the run. Poof! He falls. I mean, splat, just like that. And I felt so bad for him. And I didn't do anything. I was just I just went off the lift like he did. But he just didn't make it up. He kind of jumped up. He knew how to ski, but you have this feeling of jumping up. You want to jump off that lift. And he couldn't do it. He didn't make it, and he fell down. It's kind of a crazy thing. All right, speaking of falling down, let's move to a couple of did you knows quickly here. And one of them is, did you know that Christine O'Donnell, who some of you were quite taken with, others you made fun of her. You know, it was the whole witch comments from the Bill Maher show and whatever. But she set a state record in Delaware by spending more than $6.1 million in her losing bid for that Senate seat. Wow. Chris Coons, of course, the Democrat, won. And this information, and they've been keeping these records in Delaware anyway since 1980. That's interesting, isn't it? Before that, you'd have to go to Joe Biden, who's the vice president. He spent $4.9 million. God, boy, that's a lot of money to lose that race. But here's the thing. She got a lot of money from people that weren't even in Delaware. She got a lot of money from people all over the country who decided to, you know, she got an endorsement from Sarah Palin and stuff, and so people who decided to kick into her campaign, but boy, $6.1 million for that. Ooh, It's amazing the amounts of money that are spent to win elections or to try to win elections. And
awful lot of money to her.
Yeah. Did you catch that? Awful lot of money for the stupidest thing I ever heard, boy, and that's the truth. It is an awful lot of money. You got to have some backers to try to get elected, and that was her problem in the beginning. She didn't have the backers. Didn't have the backers in the beginning. All right, we're always talking about China a bunch on this show, of course, and I happened to see this over the weekend. This is another interesting did you know, that China is going to become the world's most important center for innovation by 2020, overtaking the U.S. and Japan. This was a survey that was done by, it was a public opinion survey that was, that's going to be out, I guess, on Monday. But they say it's the second, we know this already, it's the second largest economy, right? So 2020, after establishing itself as a global workshop for manufacturing, and now they're going to move up the chain by innovation as well. I mean, I don't know that I'm necessarily shocked by this or surprised by this. We know this. We keep saying China's going to overtake the United States in a lot of different areas. But innovation is, I didn't know that I would have necessarily thought that would happen. So 30% of the people surveyed say that's what's going to happen. Japan was followed by that right behind their heels, and then the U.S. after that. Wow. So the U.S. not getting the credit it used to get, huh? So the survey across Britain, the United States, Sweden, Japan, India, China found a strong sense of optimism for people living in China and India in contrast to the pessimism in the Western economies. What do you think that's about? I don't know. I'm saying that probably what it's about is that people are looking around and they're saying to themselves, man, you got to be kidding me. It's like I said, when you pick things up and everything's made in China. I mean, there's a reason for that. They're not dummies. All right, quickly, one last thing here, and it has to do with the fires, the wildfires in Israel. Did you know, because we have mentioned that, I've got a couple of friends that actually live in Israel, that it's been their worst wildfire ever, and I actually got a note from her, and now I've also seen it across the wires too, but those Israeli wildfires have been extinguished. That's the good news. That happened on Sunday. They were announcing that, and the fire that broke out Thursday killed 41 people. Wow. And injured like 17 others, and they're saying that the fire is still burning in a couple of areas, but the major news is that it's pretty much extinguished, thank goodness, and they're trying to help all the people that were affected by this, you know, and it was, the pictures were ugly, let me tell you. Hang with us!
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Of Weekend Counts, and we start off talking about some chicken salad. I don't get it. Look, I love chicken salad, but not out of a can. So I know that I won't have to worry about this recall, but maybe some of you like to eat things out of the can. Beware. The discovery, they say, of hard plastic inside packages is what has led to this recall of 72,000 pounds of canned chicken salad. What does canned chicken salad taste like? Is that what, I guess it's got the mayonnaise on it. I don't know. And it's one of several that involves meat, of course, because of the chicken, issued through the U.S. Food Safety Administration or authorities in the last couple of days. Anyway, it's the Sutter Company, and it's an 8.2-ounce package of Bumblebee Lunch on the Run. I actually think I've seen them. Bumblebee Lunch on the Run Chicken Salad Complete Lunch Kit and a 3.5-ounce package of Bumblebee Chicken Salad with Crackers. There's your problem. Lunch on the Run. That's the problem with all of us. We're trying to get in shape or don't understand why. Because we're eating Lunch on the Run. So coast to coast, you know, I like to say this show is coast to coast. So coast to coast, you better look in your cupboard and see if you picked up some of that chicken salad, because if you did, don't eat it. It's part of a recall. You know, didn't we just go through this whole thing with food safety and how much time was spent on this food safety bill. And so here we go with a recall. All right, continuing down the path of numbers, because after all, it's all about the numbers, and that's we can count, baby. How about this Madoff trustee, HSBC, prolonged disgrace financier, Bernard Madoff's ability to burn investors, as we know, with his crazy Ponzi scheme, where people thought on paper anyway they were making these, that's the problem. They thought on paper they were making these incredible returns, and when you think it is too unbelievable, you got to really ask yourself, I mean, you got to really be serious about it and say, there's no way that I'm getting this return. And that's how Madoff was able to prey on so many people. So anyway, one of the trustees is suing for $9 billion in New York. So how, what do they think the chances are of winning that suit? I'm going to say the chances are not particularly great, because I would say get in line. If you think you got burned, look around, buddy. There were a lot of people that got burned by Bernie Madoff. And they're all waiting for some kind of a return. And it wasn't all wealthy people that were taken by Madoff. He had a big Jewish connection where the Jewish community loved him because he was giving a lot to charity, to Jewish charities. And people would introduce him, and somebody knew somebody, and they had a little bit of money, but not a lot, and they were going to retire, and they thought, oh, this is it. I can live the high life. I can go to Florida, and I can live in West Palm Beach, and I'm going to be okay because Bernie's going to make me money. And lo and behold, he took their money, and, I mean, we know that's an old story. He's already been put away, but trying to sue and trying to get some of that money back and with a whole group of people, or whether it's just an individual person, like I said, you can certainly get in line for that one. All right, here's a couple of other things for We Can Count. And it includes the fact that this celebration, this white picket fence, perfect world that was developed by Disney. It's a Disney developed community. You might have seen some stories on it a long time ago. Well, now they've had another murder, I guess. This time it was somebody who lived there that actually turned a gun on himself, apparently was screaming and yelling and causing a ruckus, so the SWAT team came out, and it was another unrelated crazy case. Celebration, after 14 years, only had its first homicide last week when they found the 58-year-old guy dead in his house, and they found his car 10 miles away, so they said, well, you know, this Pleasantville bubble has been pierced. And now here you had this guy go a little bit nutty at 2:20 in the morning on Friday, and the SWAT team was called in, and that's what happened. He decided to turn the gun on himself. So I guess even if you think you have a Pleasantville, the rest of the world still can pierce it. And finally, after 14 years, you know, they have now two people who have come up dead in celebration. Big announcement. Not for this. Actually, for the show, we're going to New York. I'm going to tell you about that. But for We Can Count, everybody was waiting with bated breath if you are a college football fan anyway. And quack, quack, if you're a fan of the Oregon Ducks. Oregon and Auburn are playing for everything in Arizona. That'll happen, I think January 10th is the date of that bowl game. And then the Rose Bowl is going to be TCU and Wisconsin. And then there are like 70 other bowl games to take place across the country. You know, personally, this is an old argument, but it's one that I think there's some valid points that can always be made about it. When I hear the bowl announcements and I see the little kids in the box, you know, they show the fraternities or the guys all gathering in wherever it is, whatever campus, just so ready to jump up and down and scream, we made it, yay. And, of course, I never experienced that because I went to a MAC school. I went to Ohio University. It was like, woo, we won a few games. Yeah, sweet. But I don't get the fact that there's no playoff real true playoff in college football. I mean, the arguments about, oh, it'd be too tough, I don't buy baloney, I don't buy it. You could still do a bowl system if you wanted to. It's that the colleges are so bloody greedy, and more than that, you know, college football itself has become such a big, powerful, money-making machine that they don't want to mess with the system. We don't want to touch it. We don't want to touch it because we're making too much money. The payouts for the bowls are crazy when you look at how much they'll get. Like TCU will get a boatload of money, and so will all the other top-tier schools. And even the little bowl games, they get a little bit of money. Like, how about this one, the Sheraton Bowl? The Sheraton Bowl. You know, they have to name it after some corporation. It's in Honolulu, and it's Tulsa versus Hawaii. Are you kidding me? How about this, the AdvoCare V100 Independence Bowl? That's December 27th in Shreveport, Louisiana. That's Georgia Tech and Air Force. Oh, then you have the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. And, of course, that's going to be in Nashville. And that's K-State and Syracuse. You have the Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl, which I've been invited to. That's in Fort Worth. That's SMU and Army. I mean, I could go on. The list is crazy. The list of bowl games is crazy. The big one, like I said, is January 10th, and that's Auburn and Oregon. And, of course, the Rose Bowl is TCU and Wisconsin. And there's a whole bunch of teams in between because we have listeners in Connecticut. For all you fans of Connecticut, you're taking on Oklahoma, and that's January 1st in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, which actually for Connecticut is a pretty big deal with the kind of season they had. But I don't get it. Matt, do you get it? I don't understand why we can do crazy things on our cell phones. We can watch movies. We can put three people together in a conference call on the little tiny cell phone in the middle of a subway, but they can't in college football come up with a playoff system? Give me a break.
Yeah, it's all greed, and it's the NCAA, the commissioners of the conferences, the university presidents, the athletic directors. I don't understand why they wouldn't want a college football playoff. It attracts more drama to the sport. Yeah, I mean, no one really cares about those other bowl games except for the national championship and maybe a couple of the elite ones like the Rose Bowl or the Sugar Bowl, something like that. No one cares about them unless they're the team they root for is in that game. No one's going to sit around and watch the entire game unless they have some kind of relationship to it. But if it was a playoff game, look at the NCAA, the basketball tournament.
Oh, yeah.
People love watching that because you cheer for the underdog, you cheer for your school, you cheer for your conference, things like that. And it creates a huge audience. But for these bowl games, no one gives a damn.
No, no one cares. And you're right. When you say it creates a huge audience, an audience of people who don't even know the schools sometimes. They're not alumni of the schools. They naturally would be there. But you get people who are just interested, who get excited about it, who are curious as to who's going to win, and they get sucked into it, and it's become an event. So, to your point, an excellent point. You do not get that on these other bowl games. Speaking of, since this is week and count, it was an interesting week 13 in the NFL, and coming up, my pal, the mouth that roared from New Hampshire, George Russell, we thought it'd be fun to have him on and chat with him about the big game, which is our Nail the Score game, the Patriots and the Jets on Monday. But there were some interesting games over this past Sunday, especially, I got to say, the Dallas Cowboys. Man, Jason Garrett, we got to get him on the show. Jason Garrett has really done a great job with the Cowboys. The Cowboys let the Colts back into the game. Peyton Manning with time, I don't care how many minutes it is, just a few minutes, is excellent. We know that, even when he's been throwing all these interceptions. So it goes to overtime, and in the end, it's an interception that does kill Peyton Manning, and the Cowboys beat the Colts 38-35. So Jason Garrett picks up his third win. Do you believe it? I think he's going to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys next year. All this conversation about all these other coaches, he may interview other people, but I don't think Jerry Jones is going to replace Jason Garrett. Stay with us. George Russell next.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You know, we did this nail the score thing last week. And, of course, I picked the Patriots, 34-27. No doubt the game of the week in the NFL, you got to wait for it, is the Monday Nighter, the Jets at 9-2 and the Patriots at 9-2 in the regular season. How cool is that? We haven't seen that kind of a matchup in – it's only happened, actually, 4 times. So it's been a very long time. And as much as I love sexy Rexy Ryan, I just – can't go with my Jets. I got to go with the Patriots because, you know, I got that sportscaster thing in me and analyzing all the numbers, and the Patriots are favored. I guess the line now is like 3.5. I got to say the Patriots are definitely going to win this thing. You heard it, 34-27. So my pal George Russell, who is the mouse that roared in New Hampshire, has decided that he wants to refute my nail the score. We thought it'd be fun to have him on the show. George, you don't think the Patriots are a winner. Have you been watching Tom Brady? Do you know that he's won 25 straight home games, and this is a home game?
Yes, I do. And I also know that he's a first-round Hall of Fame ballot. And I've been caught up in the hype because I broadcast up in the New England area. I'm glad I'm on your show right now because they'd be hanging me, as they always do when I talk about the Jets or the Yankees or any other New York-affiliated team in the Boston market.
So you're picking the Jets, but you don't get away that easy. Just like everybody else, just like Sam in Montreal, just like David in Dallas and Chris in Connecticut and Josh in Kentucky, you, my friend, have got to nail the score. And we've got this right now on the air. So you tell me, George, what you think the final score is going
to
be.
Hang on a second here. I got to throw some things in to set up my score.
Okay,
all right?
Give me your analysis. Come on.
I heard yours, 34-27. Okay? And I know you're the big shot, but those scores are through the window. They're not going to get that high. They will not get that high in this game. All right? Now, first of all, it is the biggest game, and I believe and I predict Tuesday morning you'll see the numbers are about as second to the Super Bowl coming up this year. I truly do believe that.
Oh, I agree with you there, yeah.
It's in Foxborough, so they're all pumped. As a matter of fact, there's probably people in the parking lot right now. And they're already cooking out and waiting for this whole thing. And I know every stat there is to know about the Patriots. And, of course, Bill Belichick very seldomly, let's use that word, losing two in a row to the same team in the season. I understand all this. But I also was taught, now you got to remember, Kate, 40 years I've been watching this Jet team lose. I mean, I remember Namath in his pantyhose and his fur coat. I've been waiting for a win here. And all those years, I had to hear people tell me that good teams find ways to win, and that's as simple as that. And the bad teams find ways to lose. The Jet is a good team this year. That's all I'm going to say. I don't sit around saying same old Jets anymore, and that's a big change for a Jet fan. And I think that the way they've pulled them out this year, they'll pull out this one too. And my score will be 17-13, and it'll be a bummer ride home for those in Foxborough Monday night.
Wow, you are so dead wrong. Although the Jets do have 8 wins on the road, and it's been a crazy streak for them. I don't think that this is going to end here, that the road stops at Foxborough. I mean, Brady is on fire. I mean, absolutely on fire. They're going to move the chains. The offense is going to be able to do that. You look at the ground game, and I get where you're going with that because – both defenses are good, and then maybe my score is a little high, but I think it's going to be that high because I think that you're going to see that the defenses are going to get poked at a little bit in the second half. And while I love Mark Sanchez and, you know, I've seen what he's been able to do, and let's face it, the Jets did win in that second game. What was the score? 28-14. Sanchez had a monster game, had over 220 yards and 3 touchdowns. They're not gonna walk away and sweep the Patriots this season. It's gonna be a split, and I think my score definitely holds up, at least in that vicinity anyway. 34-27 was what I said. You said 17-13. We're gonna see who's right. Have you been loving this season, George, or what? I mean, this is week 13 in the NFL. I can't believe that already we're this far along.
Yeah, I mean, that's because you and I are getting old now. Okay. When we get old, time flies. I'm impressed with the season. Like I said, I've been following the gangrene for a very long time. I'm proud of what they've accomplished this year, but I have not bought into this stigma that, you know, this is the new thing. I just can't buy it yet. You know, you just mentioned numbers about Sanchez's first game against the Patriots. You said mega game. That's the only mega game he's had this year. The guy's scary.
Yeah.
He's absolutely scary to me. I'm nervous every time he has the football, but he seems to have a leprechaun in his pocket right now. And sometimes it's better to squeak out a win than not. I give it to you right now. Tom Brady has blown me away. All right? And you are thinking third quarter going into the fourth quarter. He's got this defense dialed in. He's just tearing them apart. That's what you're foreseeing as well, right? I'm hoping that we can throw a few more curveballs into him and knock him around. The one thing that stops any great quarterback is if he gets banged up. Now, we're not the greatest defense. We're not even as good as we were last year defensively. But they're going to try to find holes to bang him around a little bit. But Sanchez, right now, you're going to have to give me this one in the intangible. He's been able to get out of headlocks, okay? This guy's been in the old four-fingered leg lock and got out of it, for goodness sakes. So, I mean, with that all going on right now, the squeaking out the score the way I've said it is only based upon that. If we go by the paper, Jets don't win this game.
Yeah, and I got to go by the numbers. I'm a numbers chick. After working in Vegas and doing sports shows and looking at the numbers and trying to go against them, I think this one I can't go against the numbers. The Patriots with their third down chances are amazing, almost 50%. That's a huge, huge number, my friend George. So 9-2, Jets and the Patriots. It's incredible to see these two teams, I think, meet at where they're at this point in the season, and they both have 9 wins. So there's a lot of pride in this one. Yeah, as you said, Foxborough is going to be crazy. If the Jets win it, that is giant for Sanchez and giant for the Jets. I mean, there's no question because they would have swept the Patriots. And talk about momentum as you get closer to the postseason and the playoffs. I think this only helps them mentally, frankly, because there is something to that, not just what you're doing on the field, but how pumped up you get. And this will just make them explode, I believe, if the Jets come out with it. But I think it's the Patriots. So, George, if everybody's listening and they want to go check out your website, tell them where they can go to hear the mouse that roared in New Hampshire.
www.grexradio.com, Kate. Yes, nobody escapes my verbal meat grinder. Hey, what is the spread? Right, what's the spread anyway? Do you know the spread?
The spread is 3.5. 3.5 Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better keep your cell phone off that night because I will be texting you ferociously throughout the evening.
All right, I got my cell phone on, and everybody's going to be waiting with bated breath to see what happens because, of course, it's the nail to score game. George, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
As an opinion, you know, it's like nail to score. All of you call up. We have blowout phone lines, and a lot of you, of course, text us, email us, all that kind of stuff with your scoring guesses in that hour. We do nail the score on Thursdays into Friday morning. It's really Friday morning for most people in our third hour, and the game of the week is the Monday night game. So we'll see if he's right on that. He thinks it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think so. I think we're going to see some surprises. Yes, they're solid defenses, but I don't believe it's going to be low-scoring. And I think the Patriots come out with that. No way, as I said there, do I see a sweep, the Jets sweeping New England, especially in Foxborough. It'd be a stunning win for them. It'd be a great momentum win for the Jets, certainly, but I wouldn't go on that side of things. I think that line is tight for a big reason. Okay, big headline that we want to make sure that we squeeze in here at the tail end of the show is this one. The president announced into the weekend what he was calling a landmark free trade, or he didn't call it free trade, but he called it a trade agreement with South Korea, and said that basically what will happen is it will increase U.S. exports by about $11 billion and support 70,000 American jobs. You mean we're actually talking about American jobs? I can't believe it. And that this agreement, here's the good side for the Koreans, would eliminate tariffs on over 95% of industrial and consumer goods within 5 years. And what the president says is, look, it's a win-win for both countries because this will double U.S. exports over the next 5 years. This deal alone will increase the American economic, this is the president's words, output by more than our last 9 free trade agreements combined. Free trade agreements. That's a dirty word in the U.S., isn't it? Think about our last free trade agreement. We'll see, but $11 billion is a good number going in the right direction anyway, right? Have any thoughts on the show? Definitely send them to me, americatonight.net.